dirt. It's not just the work. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Boy, this is y'all talking about. Out your mouth, I'm not concerned. Cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red. Put his head had an ultra perm. The long walk, I burn your bare heels so to warn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear cause I came with the coop in here. Ring the alarm, inform the truth. Send them out to the world, go to war on the flu. Out of high with the enemy, you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, stick your hand, something wrong.
Hey, that was great. Hey, everybody. This is Eric. Man, did you miss me? Did you miss me? Well, thanks, Tammy Banglu, Manuel Criollo, Damon Azali, for carrying most of the load where I've been away for a while, but I'm happy to be here today. Interesting show. We're going to begin with Glenn Ford, an always interesting commentator, editor of the Black Agenda Report. Glenn, you around?
Oh, yes, I'm right here.
Hey, Glenn. And then we're going to go... After Glenn, who's the executive director of Black Agenda Report, we're going to talk about at least Barack Obama and his position on the war in Glenn's latest editorial. We'll also try to get to John Conyers and, in my opinion, some not just, what would you say, racially insensitive sit-ins with some pretty bad politics, in my opinion, on how to deal with Conyers. And I want to open up with the most important issue facing the world at this point, which is Barry Bonds, which I want to comment on briefly and then bring my guest on to comment. Is that okay, Glenn?
Sure.
Barry Bonds. Well, first of all, for those of you who are baseball fans, you probably know this is the greatest ball player that we have seen with our own eyes in our own lifetime. He was... I don't have all the figures in front of me. Most valuable player in the entire baseball at least 7 times, both with Pittsburgh Pirates, San Francisco Giants. He recently became the man who hit the most home runs in the history of the game, broke the record of 755 home runs, which was previously held by Hank Aaron, which broke the record of, I believe, 714 home runs, which was held by the alcoholic white guy Babe Ruth, the darling of the white masses. And he has been punished, tortured, every day in one of the most disgusting racist attacks on a human being that I've seen in public offense. Now, what's the issue and, you know, why am I always, you know, you people see racism and everything? Well, Barry Bonds has been accused of using steroids. Now, there is some chance that that is possible, folks. There is also no proof that it's possible, there's no proof that it happened. We do know that after about 10 years of people saying, is the bat juiced or is the ball juiced, there's the possibility that some or all of the players have been juiced. Now, the fact that they're all juiced doesn't mean, or that they're not, doesn't mean that Barry Bonds is not the greatest player of all time. And he is in this society that's just lost it, completely innocent until proven guilty. I heard some white guys commenting on ESPN. I'm thinking the Eurocentric, spiteful, patriotic network. Well, the thing about the Balco scandal, which is about drugs, is this stuff is invisible. So it can always not be detected. And since it can't be detected, we have to work on the predominance of the evidence. That's insane. So what you're saying is I have no evidence. And because I can't find any evidence, what is the predominance of the evidence? That Barry Bonds is a black man, dark-skinned black man, angry black man. Oh, yeah, he has a bad personality. Where it's all, well, when he hits those home runs, his kid comes out and kisses him. The fans love him in San Francisco. He hits balls into McCovey Cove. His godfather is Willie Mays. And yet, for the 2 weeks before he was trying to hit that home run, and he's about 43, 44 years old right now, his knees are going out, 43 or 44, still playing ball. Hey, Barry Bonds, did you use steroids today? Hey, Barry Bonds, did you use steroids today? Hey, Barry Bonds, who allegedly used steroids. What do you think of the Balco scandal? He said he broke out in a rash, not over the nervousness of not being able to hit 756, but over what I think has just been the most abusive treatment of any public figure that I've seen. It reminded me a lot of what they did to Paul Robeson in the last years, and Paul Robeson ended up mentally ill for an assault on his life that's almost impossible, one of the greatest singers, actors, performers. And there's Barry Bonds trying to break the record. And there's a couple more things, and if I had an hour, I could do the whole hour on this. White people get me sick. First, they love their little white people. They love Mickey Mantle, an alcoholic misogynist who wrecked his family's life. They love Babe Ruth, an alcoholic misogynist. They love Whitey Ford, Whitey Whitey, Billy Martin. And now they love Henry Aaron in retrospect. Henry Aaron's a black man who broke Babe Ruth's record. And now they want to make Henry Aaron into a Negro. Oh, Barry, if you were only like that wonderful Henry Aaron, except for one thing. When Henry Aaron was trying to break Babe Ruth's record, he was getting death threats from white people. No black man is going to break the Babe's record. So this country has phenomenal amnesia. They hated a Henry Aaron, but now they use Henry Aaron against Barry Bonds. And let me tell you, anybody who has seen Barry Bonds is, Alan Minsky is the producer of the show was saying, many different stories. Big Poppy, who's David Ortiz in Boston said, when Barry Bonds goes to the plate, I want my whole family quiet. This man is an amazing athlete. He is to be honored and praised. He is not just innocent until proven guilty. He's a victim of one of the most ugly racist witch hunts I've ever seen. And Barry, brother, we love you. You should be proud of this. And thank you for giving the big F word to white society, which is the real reason, not steroids, why they're going after you. What do you think, Glenn? Think that was a little too?
I'm so glad that you were going to. I thought I was going to have to jump in there after you gave my intro. there's an even better analogy, a comparison than to Paul Rosen, and that's to Jack Johnson, as progressive sports writer David Irwin continually points out. Jack Johnson told all of white America they could kiss his butt because he knew he could whip the butt of any white man, and he could, and he proved it. And they literally wanted to lynch him. That brother had to be super brave to even get into a ring surrounded by thousands of black-hating white people who acted like a lynch mob, only there was no noose and no tree, just hoping that some white man would be the great white hope. That's the direct historical analogy to this present situation. And the other thing I want to say is the least that these people want is that an asterisk be put next to Barry Bonds' record. An asterisk is like a question mark, like maybe, maybe not. Well, in that case, there should be no white records prior to 1947 or way beyond, because whites had the ultimate advantage. Remember, these drugs are supposed to give one an advantage over others. That's supposed to be what's so bad about it, so unsportsmanlike. But prior to 1947, blacks were barred from the major leagues. So when Babe Ruth and all the rest of them made their records, they only made them because they and the players, the owners, and the fans all insisted that they not have to face black competition. So every single white baseball record should either be expunged from the record or at least have an asterisk or two if they want to get into that kind of game.
I think that's great, Glenn, and I think we should really start a campaign to get all these white people out of the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Let's go after them.
We are too often defensive.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to go on the offensive. How dare you talk about asterisks? How dare you talk about tainted records and then talk about Babe Ruth, et cetera? All your records were tainted, and well beyond 1947, because remember, Jackie Robinson was a token. So his entrance did not change things for a very long time.
No, that's great. And Glenn, you know, that's the Jack Johnson example is wonderful. I think the asterisk story, I mean, they asked him, you know, on the day of his victory, they asked Barry Bonds, do you think your record is tainted? And I felt like, you know, for just a minute, and he looked at them with such courage, as if to say, you can't even on the day I break the record of the most home runs in the history of the game, drop this damn story for a minute. It's like, just remember, Barry, in case you forget, you're black. And that's what we want to tell you. So I know you and I could riff on this for another Howard, let's do a segue.
You used up all my time about Afghanistan.
That's right.
And
so
Barack Obama.
So I don't want to do that. So let's move to